you know, I work with men who are, you know, having issues with their sexuality or just want to learn more, want to, you know, just understand more techniques and get more involved with how they can be a better lover on different levels. And a lot of those techniques for, you know, relationship and dating, a lot of those are actually applied to sexuality too. Again, it's that like level of confidence and masculinity and just being in your own skin and being presence and romance. So I teach about those things because those might not be, you know, natural and second nature to be romantic or to be really present or to be in your body or to be confident. So I really work with men, women, and couples about just getting really in tune with what they need and any issues or patterns that keep repeating and coming up over and over and over again in relationships or in scenarios, how we can work with those patterns and just kind of address them, get conscious of them, and then they don't need to run the show anymore. So,
oh, wow. Really fascinating. Is there a tip you can give to men on how to get into a more sexual place mentally? Because I always say that you can't turn anyone else on until you turn yourself on. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, if you're not feeling like a sexual being, how is anybody else supposed to feel that you are? So for men who, like, let's say when they're out with women for a first date, how do they put across that message of sexuality and sensuality to a woman to let them know that that's an option?
Yeah, I think that one of, you know, and this might be a first date thing, this might not be, but I think the kiss or the first kiss is really where a lot of communication can happen. Mm-hmm. It can also really happen in the flirting too. In like, you know, and again, there's like these fine lines. You don't want to, you know, as a guy, it is tricky because you don't want to go too far out there and be too pushy.
Right.
As to turn her off because the guy's like totally coming on to me and it's like, you know.
Yeah, no, I know. I feel the same way.
Or to be too passive to the point where she's like, man, I'm just, couldn't he read my body language? I was like, you know, wanting him to, you know, kiss me and he didn't, or I was wanting him to like be passionate with me, but he wasn't. And so, you know, it's like, I feel like women will give, you know, certain cues to, and sometimes it's about the way that, you know, if they're laughing a lot, if you can read in her body language, if her cheeks are flushed, if, you know, she's kind of giving certain looks. And so there's all these like subtleties, which, you know, again, you can read when you're more present and you're just observing her and nice and relaxed. But I think that going back to the kiss, I think that in a kiss, you can, you know, in just the way that you kind of like bring her in a little bit closer, or you just kind of whisper something into her ear, or just the way that you, you know, the first kiss can say a lot.
So how does somebody practice doing this before? Because I know that there's a lot of men who are like, well, I haven't, you know, I don't have the opportunity to kiss that many women in practice. Is there a way for them to practice that presence, that sexual presence, so that they're more confident?
Well, it's, you know, it's definitely one of those things that kind of, it is a little bit, I would say, trial by fire kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also I do think that, you know, again, looking into the mirror is a really great, you know, way to just reflect and just to see yourself and to see how you're showing up and maybe even just kind of doing like a role play kind of scenario.
Yeah, I think the idea of practicing in the mirror is looking like, if you want to call it a fool, because that's how you feel, you know, sometimes when you're doing things by yourself. If you can be comfortable in that space alone doing anything, it makes it a lot easier when you're in front of other people. So I had this one period of time where after my stroke, half of my body didn't work as well, and it wasn't as strong. And I was really self-conscious dancing. And I was a dancer when I was younger. So I got, you know, I stopped dancing and I was just like, oh, you know, I look like an idiot when I dance on the dance floor. And I made a promise to myself after watching Dancing with the Stars or some show with dancing that I wanted to move my body freely, you know, like similar to how I used to do it. And so I had mirrors in my living room and I cleared away things that were in my space and I turned music on and I just started practicing in front of the mirror. And you know what? I felt stupid at first. I felt really embarrassed, even though I was just in front of myself and there was nobody around to be embarrassed. And by the end, I got really comfortable with doing every action in the mirror, moving my body in all different directions, and just being free. And practicing doing that and being free on my own really helped me be more free with my body language outside of my home. Because if you can be free with yourself, then you can be more comfortable with other people. And that's what I believe.
Yeah, and just to dovetail off of that, it really does come down to, for both men and women, the more happy you are about yourself, the more, like we keep talking about confidence, yeah, too, confidence, because, but that ultimately is just a reflection of just how you feel about yourself. So if you're down about yourself and your relationship with yourself, basically all your relationships that are external reflect your own relationship with yourself. And I noticed that when my relationship with myself was disempowered, I was kind of weak within myself, I was confused, I was lost, yeah, I would always attract people into my life that would kind of reflect what was going on with me. So I would always, like, for example, after I was brokenhearted after a relationship, I was in a very vulnerable place. And I thought, in sort of an unhealthy place. And I was thinking, oh, I just want to fill this void that I feel from being brokenhearted. I'm just going to start dating immediately because I just want to fill this void and just be with anyone. You know, I kind of was just in this, like, I don't, yeah, know what to do. I'm just floundering around. So what I ended up attracting was a person in my life that was so unhealthy, and we actually ended up starting a very, like, dysfunctional relationship, and it was hard to get out of too because it was sort of, you know, built under this horrible kind of foundation. And so anyways, suffice it to say is I noticed that I attracted really wonderful people into my life, and I just could trust that those people would come through, or at least that if I was empowered and strong and had a good relationship with myself, then those people that would show up that weren't cool, they would just kind of naturally be sifted through. And you know what I mean? Like, yeah, it just wouldn't match energetically. So I really would have to say too, that if the relationship, you know, I wouldn't start really trying to, you know, be out there, putting yourself out there, if you're not really feeling some level of connectedness and a good solid rapport with yourself. Because really, I do trust that, and just really honestly believe that our external relationships will reflect our internal ones. So really getting solid and strong within yourself, and whether that's, like, you know, even having a great masturbation practice and having a healthy sexuality with yourself, or having just being able to look at yourself in the mirror and have, like, self affirmations or things that you're doing that are going to build your level of confidence and, you know, give you something that you're getting good at or excited about learning. And that way you can bring those gifts to the table and just feel strong in them.
Yeah. And confident in them. Exactly.